Akashvani presents Morning News. Good morning, I'm Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi embarks on a two-day visit to Russia beginning today to attend BRICS summit in Kazan. Notification for second phase of assembly elections in Jharkhand and single-phase polling in Maharashtra to be issued today. President Draupadi Murmu to confer 5th National Water Awards 2023 in New Delhi this morning. Union Home Minister Amit Shah to inaugurate 14th All India Civil Defence and Home Guards Conference in Gandhinagar. Two-day national-level drone summit to begin today at Amravati in Andhra Pradesh. Stage 2 of GRAP action plan comes into force in Delhi and National Capital Region in view of deteriorating air quality. And in cricket, India A beat UAE by 7 wickets in the men's T20 Emerging Teams Asia Cup in Al Amirat. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has left on a two-day visit to Russia beginning today to attend the 16th Brazil, Russia, India, China and South Africa BRICS summit in Kazan. The summit is themed on strengthening multilateralism for just global development and security. Speaking to Akashvani correspondent in Kazan, India's ambassador to Russia, Vinay Kumar, said the summit will provide an important platform for leaders to discuss key global issues. It will also assess the progress of initiatives launched by BRICS. Mr. Kumar said Prime Minister Modi will hold bilateral meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin.
The bilateral meeting is expected between Prime Minister and President Putin on the sidelines of BRICS summit. The leaders would review the implementation of the decisions that they took in July and also give further direction, perhaps in the momentum in our bilateral relations.
Our correspondent covering the Prime Minister's visit has filed this report.
Prime Minister Modi is set to have a packed schedule when he arrives in Kazan for the BRICS summit. He will attend various summit sessions and engage in bilateral talks with Russian President Vladimir Putin, covering a wide range of areas, including trade, energy and security. Mr. Modi is also expected to meet other BRICS leaders, fostering cooperation and strengthening relations. This year's summit focuses on integrating new members into BRICS cooperation mechanisms, with key areas of discussion including energy security, food security, ensuring stable food supplies and addressing global hunger. This summit marks the first gathering since BRICS expansion last year. India's participation in BRICS underscores its commitment to multilateralism and global cooperation. It demonstrates its role as a key player in international affairs. Naseem Naqvi, Akashvani News from Kazan.
The notification for the second phase of assembly elections will be issued today in Jharkhand. 38 constituencies will go to polls in this phase on the 20th of November. We have more from a correspondent.
29th October is the last date of filing of nominations. Candidates can file their nominations from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Scrutiny of nominations will be done on 30th October. Last date for withdrawal of candidature is 1st November. Assembly elections in Jharkhand are being held in two phases. The second phase of polling will take place on 20th November, while the poll is for the first phase is on 13th November. Counting of votes will be taken up on 23rd November. Meanwhile, nomination is picking up for the first phase of polls. 25 candidates have so far filed their nomination papers. Last date of making nominations is 25th October. With KK Lal from Jharkhand, Ashish Abraham, Akashvani News, Delhi.
The notification for assembly elections in Maharashtra will be issued today. A single-phase polling for all 288 assembly seats in the state will be held on the 20th of November. The last date for filing nominations is 29th October and scrutiny of nominations will be done on 30th October. The last date for withdrawal of nominations is 4th of November. We have more from a correspondent.
Out of the total 288 seats, Maharashtra has 234 general constituencies. There are 25 ST seats and 29 SC seats. Maharashtra has a total of over 9 crore 63 lakh voters, out of which 4 crore 97 lakh are male voters and 4 crore 66 lakh are female voters. The bi-poll for the Nanded Lok Sabha seat will also be held on 20th November, considering that 6 Maharashtra parliamentary constituencies were among the top 10 urban Lok Sabha seats with lowest voter turnout in the country. The Election Commission has made targeted campaigns and efforts to increase the voting percentage in the coming polls. Prarthana, Akashvani News, Mumbai.
President Draupadi Murmu will confer the 5th National Water Awards 2023 in New Delhi today. Union Jal Shakti Ministry has announced 38 winners in 9 categories. This includes Best State, Best District, Best Village Panchayat, Best Urban Local Body, Best Water User Association and Best Civil Society. We have more from a correspondent.
In the category of Best State, the first prize has been conferred upon Odisha, with Uttar Pradesh securing the second position and Gujarat and Puducherry jointly securing the third position. The National Water Awards focus on the good works and efforts made by individuals and organizations across the country in attaining the government's vision of a Jal Samriddha Bharat. Each award winner will be conferred with a citation and a trophy, as well as cash prizes in certain categories. The government has undertaken a comprehensive campaign to spread awareness about water management and water conservation on a national level. Dipendra Kumar, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Union Home Minister Amit Shah will inaugurate the 14th All India Civil Defence and Home Guards Conference at Mahatma Mandir in Gandhinagar today. Mr. Shah, who is on a visit to Gujarat, will also attend the 68th Foundation Day of the National Dairy Development Board, NDDB, in Anand. The minister will also launch 3 new projects of NDDB on the occasion. Later, Mr. Shah will attend the Legislative Drafting Training Workshop at Gujarat Assembly and will address the legislators. Our correspondent reports that the 14th India Civil Defence and Home Guards Conference has been organised after the gap of 19 years.
More than 60 senior officials and nearly 1,200 members of Civil Defence and Home Guard from various states and union territories will participate in the conference. Director General of Civil Defence and Home Guard Vivek Srivastav said the conference will mainly discuss the draft Civil Defence Bill and Model Home Guard Bill along with the policy of both the forces. Apart from this, the conference will also discuss the scope of modern technology to bring more efficiency in the functioning of both the forces.
Basic आशय इसका ये है कि इसमें लोग आए कुछ दिन ट्रेन करें हम उनको ये वॉलंटियर सेवा दें फिर इनको हम रिजर्व में रखें फिर नए लोगों की ट्रेनिंग हो फिर वो भी रिजर्व में जाए ऐसे ग्रेजुअली करते करते ट्रेन्ड लोगों की जो संख्या है वो देश में बढ़े कि अगर ऐसी कोई आपदा आए हर गांव में हर टाउन में ट्रेन्ड वॉलंटियर विद एडिक्वेट अमाउंट ऑफ रिसोर्सेज वहां पे उपलब्ध हों जो कि वहां पे काम करें
एट प्रेजेंट देयर आर मोर देन 4.5 लाख होम गार्ड्स एंड 6 लाख सिविल डिफेंस गार्ड्स इन द कंट्री अपर्णा खून आकाशवाणी न्यूज अहमदाबाद
West Bengal Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee held a meeting with the representatives of the protesting junior doctors at the State Secretariat Nobunno yesterday. Various issues were discussed, including the justice for the victim of the RG Kar Medical College incident. Following the meeting with the Chief Minister, the junior doctors have withdrawn their hunger strike. Chief Secretary and Home Secretary were present in the meeting, which was telecast live. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts and log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and News on AIR app. The 2-day national level Amravati Drone Summit 2024 will begin today in Andhra Pradesh capital Amravati. Chief Minister N. Chandrababu Naidu and Union Minister for Civil Aviation K. Ram Mohan Naidu will participate in the inaugural function. Our correspondent has filed this report.
Over 1,000 delegates and exhibitors will participate in the flagship Amravati Drone Summit being organized by Andhra Pradesh Drone Corporation. This summit will bring together representatives from Civil Aviation Ministry, Defence Sector, Confederation of Indian Industry, research scholars and entrepreneurs in the field. The summit aims to attract investments in drone manufacturing, create a platform to foster discussions on future of drone technology and strategies for building a drone ecosystem through innovation hubs. The summit will feature India's largest drone show with over 5,000 drones on the banks of River Krishna in Vijayawada. The Andhra Pradesh government aims to leverage this summit to position the state as the drone capital of the country. Sai Sisla, Akashvani News, Vijayawada.
In view of the deteriorating air quality in Delhi and the NCR region, Stage 2 of the Graded Response Action Plan, GRAP, invoked across the National Capital Region from 8 a.m. today. The decision was taken during the meeting of the subcommittee of the Commission for Air Quality Management in NCR and adjoining areas in New Delhi. The committee has urged citizens to avoid dust-generating construction activities during October to January. It is also asked to avoid the open burning of solid waste and biomass. An 11-point action plan will be applicable under Stage 2 of GRAP with immediate effect in the entire NCR. Under the action plan, the agency will carry out mechanical and vacuum sweeping and water sprinkling of the identified roads on daily basis. The severe cyclonic storm Dana is heading towards Odisha coast as the cyclonic circulation is gaining strength in Bay of Bengal, though the Indian Meteorological Department IMD is yet to predict the exact location of the landfall of the severe cyclonic storm. Many weather models have said it is expected to make landfall between Bhitarkanika and Dhamra off Odisha coast on the intervening night of Thursday and Friday with a wind speed of about 120 kilometers per hour. We have more from our Odisha correspondent.
The Odisha government has announced a goal of 100% evacuations from potentially impacted areas likely to be badly affected due to the severe cyclonic storm Dana. The severe cyclonic storm is expected to make a landfall in between Bhitarkanika and Dhamra off Odisha coast on the intervening night of Thursday and Friday. Rainfall activity is set to commence from tomorrow, with IMD issuing a red alert for coastal districts including Mayurbhanj, Keonjhar, Baleswar and Bhadrak on Thursday. The Odisha government has directed district administrations to ready over 800 multi-purpose cyclone shelters equipped with essential facilities like electricity, food and water. The IMD has warned of potential flash floods with very heavy rainfalls in Mayurbhanj, Cuttack, Jajpur, Baleswar, Bhadrak, Kendrapada, Khordha, Keonjhar, Puri and Jagatsinghpur from Thursday. Prakash Das, Akashvani News, Bhubaneswar.
In the men's T20 Emerging Teams Asia Cup cricket, India A defeated United Arab Emirates by 7 wickets in Al Amirat yesterday. Electing to bat first, UAE were all out for just 107 runs with 19 balls remaining. Rahul Chopra emerged as the top scorer for UAE, who made 50 of 50 balls. In response to this, Abhishek Sharma's 58 of 24 balls helped the young India A in chasing the total easily in the 11th over, along with 7 wickets in hand. For India A, Rashik Salam took 3 wickets by just giving 15 runs in his 2-over spell. He was declared player of the match for his economic bowling figures. India A will next face the home team Oman tomorrow. All-rounder Washington Sundar has been added to Indian men's cricket team for the remainder of the Test series against New Zealand. Sundar will join the squad for the upcoming second and third Test match in Pune and Mumbai. Indian women's cricket team skipper Harmanpreet Kaur has been named in the ICC Women's T20 World Cup 2024 team of the tournament. She is the only player from India in the 12-member squad announced by the ICC, which includes players from 7 countries. Despite India's disappointing campaign in the recently held T20 World Cup, Harmanpreet Kaur was a standout performer for the women in blue. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Subhadra Ramachandran.
Thank you, Abhishek. India's achievements give hope to the world, says Prime Minister Modi, writes a statesman. Secularism, basic, unamendable part of constitution, says Supreme Court, leads the Times of India. India-China thaw in Ladakh with pact on LLC patrolling, reports the Asian Age. Terror almost eliminated, but new tech a challenge, says Home Minister Amit Shah, states the Tribune. On the air, Delhi air quality deteriorating, Hindustan Times writes, pollution enters red zone, GRAP 2, restriction kick in. The pioneer quoting the Delhi High Court says, there is enough pollution, no firecrackers to be sold. Dengue cases on rise, drone spray, anti-lava medicine in waterlogged areas, writes the Indian Express, about to rise in dengue in Delhi. And finally, in mega tourism event, Saudi Arabia celebrates Indian diversity, pluralism, reports the Hindu. With that, it's back to you, Abhishek.
Thank you, Subhadra. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi embarks on a 2-day visit to Russia beginning today to attend BRICS summit in Kazan. Notification for second phase of assembly elections in Jharkhand and single phase polling in Maharashtra to be issued today. President Draupadi Murmu to confer 5th National Water Awards 2023 in New Delhi this morning. Union Home Minister Amit Shah to inaugurate 14th All India Civil Defence and Home Guards Conference in Gandhinagar. 2-day national level drone summit to begin today at Amravati in Andhra Pradesh. Stage 2 of GRAP action plan comes into force in Delhi and National Capital Region in view of deteriorating air quality. And in cricket, India A beat UAE by 7 wickets in the men's T20 Emerging Teams Asia Cup in Al Amirat. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.